Simon & Schuster Audio presents Deliver Me by Marlon Persson Giolito. Read by Joe Eyre. The boys. They're playing on a hill, wearing nearly identical jeans and short-sleeved shirts, their shoes well-worn and their eyes bright. One has blonde hair down to his shoulders, the other dark curls that constantly fall into his eyes. They'll be starting school this autumn, but their legs are chubby, and they run so fast down the hill that their feet can't keep up with them. First one child falls, then the other. Maybe he falls on purpose. He always wants to copy his brave friend, climb just as high, jump just as far, run just as fast. They don't cry, not even the one who often bursts into tears at the slightest thing. There are no grown-ups nearby, no one to instruct them to check if they're hurt. Instead, they sit there for a moment, facing each other, breathless, warm, full of laughter. As if on command, they get up and keep running. Bruises and scabs won't be discovered until hours later. Right now, there is too much to do. The long-haired boy's house is in one direction, while the other boy lives on the other side of the highway with his large family. The sun lingers close by in a warm clearing. Beyond the hill are magical mounds of rock, desolate buildings, and endless adventures. The world awaits them both. Chapter 1. Thursday, the 6th of December. The shots were fired, two in quick succession and then another two, at 10:55 p.m. on Thursday, the 6th of December. The first snow of winter had just begun to fall, tentatively at first, but soon the ground was blanketed in white. Even at this time of night, there was background noise from the 8-lane interchange. Its hum grew quieter for a few hours each night, but it was never fully silent. On one side of the highway, everything was brown and concrete grey. There, you would find the high-rises of Vordingen, the skate park, the square, and the 18th-century church that had once been the pride of the neighbourhood. The floodlights around the large sports pitches were dark, the alarms on the school armed. Balcony doors were closed, curtains drawn. On the other side, a tract of green space shielded the residential neighbourhood of Runviken.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?